This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, here to help you with your car every single Saturday at 11. And, of course, you know what that means. It's anything you may need with your car, anything you've got going on. Maybe there's some issues with running after this rain that we had. Maybe you've got a windshield leak or some moisture in the car. Or maybe it's just a normal question about maintenance or how do you go about talking to people? And that's what my goal is to hear. Give you a little bit of insight, what happens in the shop or what's going on when we're working on your car. But also to give you the confidence to talk and engage with the service people that are working on your car, whether it's the mechanic or the service advisor or whoever it is, so that you truly understand what's happening with your car. That's my goal, is to educate you, I guess. So we can do that by chatting about whatever I want to chat about today, or we can do it by you calling in, and we'll chat about what you want to chat about, whatever's going on with your car. You're going to steer the show. So 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-5827. Don't be shy. If you're like me, I got a face for radio, so it's easy to stand behind the microphone, not here on TV or anything, and nobody'll know it's you, I promise. So don't be shy. Just give us a call. Anything that's going on with your car, nothing's off the table. So, Carrie, I had a little interesting week. It was supposed to be a quick trip to Chicago. I sit on a advisory committee for Bosch, and I think everybody knows what Bosch is. Yeah. But, you know, the problem, you know, when I was younger, started off working at German car shop back east in Northern Virginia, and man, sure. They had the Bosch. You know, I worked at Porsche place, and next door was the Volkswagen and Audi, and they did all that stuff. But they had the Bosch service center, and I thought, man, that's the...
Well, that was premium parts.
Yeah, that's the cat's meow right there. Exactly. You've made it if you've got Bosch certified. And we are Bosch. Well, we were Bosch certified at Virginia Auto Service and Import Car Specialist, but they did away with the program. They wanted to make everybody look like a franchise. Because the problem that we had is everybody thinks a Bosch or their dishwasher or their power drill. So it'd be funny. We'd be people calling about getting their appliances fixed. But there's not a car manufactured in the world that does not have a Bosch component on it. So I'll tell you that. But Bosch is involved with everything. So anyway, I sit on an advisory committee for them, and we went back to look at some of their products and programs that they have and give our feedback. But what was really interesting back there in Chicago in the suburbs, I forget which area it was, but they have their Bosch aftermarket mobility headquarters. And within that headquarters, they do have their brake laboratory. They have a doctor. I'm sure he's got a doctorate. He's not an MD. He might be a medical doctor of brakes, but he's a friction expert and a scientist and all this stuff. So we were able to go in there and talk quite a bit about brakes. And I can tell you, I know a fair amount about brakes, but I learned a lot about brakes just by... I asked him so many questions. We just had, you know, why do we have squeaks? What about this? What about machining rotors? And so he was really going through the process of all the different materials that they're using in brakes to get the friction that we need without having brake dust. You know, there's always a you can't have everything perfect. You know, I see this sometimes. You see, pick good, fast, or cheap, right? If you have performance brakes, you might have dust. If you don't want dust, you might have some noise. If you want to have noise, well, you might not have the performance. So it's kind of like you get two out of three, or we're trying to aim for the best, where we can meet the peak performance out of each one of those categories and find that line. But there is so much that goes into the development and then continuing to redevelop different pad formulas. They've got Kevlar in them. Well, they can't say Kevlar because Kevlar is a brand name. They'd have to pay to license it, but it's the same material. There's Kevlar. There's different grades of aluminum. They were talking about these different like rocks they put into a centrifuge, and they just blow them up and compound them, and they almost felt, in this bag that they had, almost felt like they were super lightweight, but they were cushiony, like they could absorb stuff. You know, we talk about walnut blasting, cleaning your engine. They used cashew skin. It's a obviously a food waste or food byproduct or waste of food, that food goes into the brake pads. The skins, they extract oils and stuff out of those. So there's a lot of stuff happening in the brake pads. And it was just amazing to watch the process. And the process between a good set of brake pads and a bad set of brake pads sometimes is not that much. But there's a big difference. You know, they're measuring like, and I don't remember all the details, but they can make the, they get the material, they get the recipe, and he can make a set of brake pads in the lab there in Illinois. Now, they're manufactured in Germany and Istanbul, you know, other places all around the world, China, wherever. Mexico, actually, is where Bosch is. Yeah, the Monterrey, I believe, is where their manufacturing is. But they can manufacture any recipe of brakes. So their idea, they want to come up with the best product. Bosch is a world company, obviously, and they're known for quality. So they're going for quality, where a lot of other companies, they're just going for price point or cheap. So there's a lot that can go in to manufacturing of the brake pads. It's just a minor process change. They were talking about the press, where they press and heat the material. Some people do it in one push. Bam, they just smash the thing, and that's a cheaper way to do it. But the quality companies, and Bosch being one of them, they do like a presses it three different times. They light press because they got to let the gas out. When you have that chemical reaction, you got to get the gases out.
The science of brakes is mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's crazy, and you don't think about it. And even they're talking about this. So you manufacture the brake pad, and when you step on the brake, you're squeezing against the brake rotor, and that friction material wears down. But even that friction material is spongy. Now, when I think of, you know, I'm pushing my mattress, that's spongy, you can see that. But what they're measuring, their pass-fail test to make it good or bad, the sponginess is equivalent to two human hairs. That's the thickness of how much that brake pad needs to compress and then release, because that's what pushes it off of the brake rotor. So if you don't have that
stick, exactly.
If you don't have that working right,
it's got to stop and then release.
Yeah, but then every time that brake disc comes around and hits the rotor, it causes wear off the pad, and that pad builds up onto the brake rotor. So we can talk about brakes today. Geez, I mean, I'm just rambling here, and all of a sudden we're up against the brake already. I don't realize it. So there's $99 brake jobs. There's $500 brake jobs. There's $600 brake jobs. They're not all the same. There's a 99-cent cheeseburger. And you can get a $15 cheeseburger at Phoenix City Grill, or you know, pick your poison. Yeah. Well, hey, you got the $6 burger at Carl's Jr., right?
Nice and greasy.
Just like your brakes. They're all going to make you stop. One might not last as long. One might put you in the restroom for a while. One of them is going to be really good and last a long time. You're not going to be hungry anymore and not going to have any problems. So the brakes are the same way. So whatever you want to talk about, 602-277-5827. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Brett, retired firefighter, paramedic, and avid outdoorsman. When I bought a used 2001 Jeep Cherokee, I needed a mechanic I could trust to ensure that this vehicle was going to be dependable and keep me from being stranded out in the woods. A fellow firefighter referred me to Spencer Doucet and his team at H&I Automotive, and I've never looked back. I'm not a car guy, so I don't speak mechanic, but H&I made it easy. They were transparent, communicated clearly, and stood behind their work. Now, decades later, with multiple Tacomas, family vehicles, and plenty of road trips, my wife, daughter, friends, and I are all loyal H&I fans. With their digital diagnostic estimates, you'll always know what needs to be fixed and why, so you stay in control. H stands for honesty, I stands for integrity, and you'll feel it every time you walk through their doors. See for yourself. Check out their 5-star reviews at hniautomotive.com.
The reason Orlando Auto Body has been trusted for over 35 years is we're not just a body shop. We're a certified collision repair center, trained by the manufacturers themselves. That means safer repairs, better results, and a lifetime warranty. We offer deductible assistance and expert color matching, and we work with all major insurance companies. I'm Shane Orlando, and our family is proud to serve the Valley. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com for a location near you.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests a hassle-free experience. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
Okay, welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and we're going to get after these phone calls. Looks like this, either everybody's convinced they've got some issues going with their car and they want to participate today, or that little break discussion that I had really touched a nerve. So we're going to get after some phone calls, and if you want to join in, 602-277-5827. It doesn't have to be brake-related. It's whatever's going on with you. Whatever we can serve you, serve your needs to help you, that's what the goal is here. So we've got JT, we've got Hector, we've got Steve, and first JT in Phoenix has got a 2016 Ram EcoDiesel pickup truck. What's going on, JT?
Yeah, I don't really have a question about the truck. Mine is more or less about the warranty.
Okay.
I had obviously the original warranty, and then I did two Ram warranties afterwards to keep it covered, which paid off because I had an engine switch out, a gas tank switched out,
mm-hmm.
And the transfan. And I wondered if you could, right now I have endurance, and it's $226 a month for kind of the top of the food chain type warranty. I just wondered if that was, if you had any suggestions on what might be a little more cost effective, and endurance is a decent company.
I think Endurance is one of the names I've heard good things about. That's kind of a crowded space lately. I think I've seen more and more warranty, extended warranty. We call them warranties. Some people call them service contracts, but they're all basically the same thing as far as the name of the warranty or what it does. There's just different styles. So like I said, it's a crowded space right now. There's a lot of people doing it. They're there to make money. So I'm not sure about the monthly payment ones. I've never really done so much research, and Carrie, that's maybe something we need to do some research on and have somebody in that's an expert on that stuff. What I do know is there are different types of warranty, and it sounds like you've been doing pretty well with it so far. I think the best thing that I can tell you on the warranties is there's the type of warranty that is an exclusionary warranty or inclusive warranty. And the difference is if it's not specifically listed, if they're listing a section of items and here's what's covered, that's not the warranty you want. In generally speaking, because if it's not exactly listed, it's not covered. Whereas the other style of warranty is the exclusionary warranty, and I say everything here with air quotes, everything is covered unless it's specifically not covered. So that's the one you want to go for, or the style of warranty you want to go for. And I would just say, just do your research, be cautious about them when you buy them. There's some that have good coverages, but then I can tell you a quick story about one we recently had the shop, and it worked out kind of well for the customer, I think. She had some problems with the cameras, and she has used this extended warranty quite a bit. She also had a fuel pump problem, but we didn't figure out the fuel pump problem at the same time. So they covered the cameras. They covered a lot of warranty work on the car. And she came back a week later and we finally got the fuel pump tacked up. But they denied coverage, even though it's a covered component. Because they said, wait a minute, this is where the fine print is. We have paid out more than the wholesale Blue Book value of that car. We're done paying. They're not going to pay anymore. That's the first time I've ever heard anything like that. So they've got a maximum payout on the car. It has to do with the I don't know why, but the wholesale value of the car, not the retail value of the car. But what's interesting about this, the customer is actually a little bit upset with us that it's not covered now. So I called back and I talked to the warranty company. I said, hey, I'm just curious. If I would have included my fuel pump in with all those other warranty repairs we did 12 days ago, what would happen? He said, we would have denied the whole damn thing because it would have exceeded the value of the vehicle wholesale for the total life of the contract.
So check the fine print.
Yeah, check the fine print. Some of them, you may think your transmission coverage, but got a $2,000 limit on transmission coverage. Carrie, we're going to have to do a show about this and do some research and get some experts in here on that. And off to talk to some other shop owners and service advisors and see what their sentiment is and who's good and who's not good out there. So good luck with that, JT. Keep that Dodge rolling. Hector in Santan Valley got a 2003 Toyota Corolla. What's up, Hector?
Yes, sir. I was calling because I've done numerous tests and changed, obviously, parts. When I started in the morning, when the car sits quite a few hours, I'd say about 10, 12 hours. Mm-hmm. When I first started, it has a small shutter to it, but then it'll start right up. So, but let's just say I stop it and start it within 20 minutes to an hour after, it starts up just fine. So just kind of hoping you can give me some different thoughts of what I could try next.
Okay, I missed something there. So on, you go out to the car first thing this morning, you hit the key, and it starts right up, or it has a little bit of extended cranking time?
Not like a cranking, kind of like a stutter, like not like a, it's more like a little like shake and a stutter with like a, like not even 1 to 2 seconds, but uh-huh. Then it'll start right up.
So do you have to try to start it a second time, or it still starts during that first attempt? It's just a slightly delayed engagement or slightly delayed start?
It starts the first time, but okay. It's just tied to delayed start.
Slightly delayed. Okay, so I got that now. Now, you go out, you drive around, you get it nice and hot, and you go to the grocery store for 25 or 30, 40 minutes, and you come out, does it do the same thing?
You know what? No. Like I said, it starts right up if mm-hmm. it sits there 20, 30 minutes. It usually has to sit overnight. Mm-hmm. And I was, like I said, I wanted to get your thoughts. I was sure. About to do a fuel pressure test next, but
well, that,
if you
that,
can give me some.
Yeah, that would be what you would do. So you would want to check the fuel pressure hot, and if you can leave that gauge on there overnight, that would be the ideal thing to do. You want to see if the fuel pressure bleeds down. What has to happen on that car, that's not a direct injection or anything like that. It's just got a standard port fuel injection, and, uh-huh. And it takes about 46 pounds of fuel pressure, something in that range. For that fuel injection system to work. So when you shut that car off, there's a check valve in the fuel pump, and we need to maintain that pressure. So it might bleed down to about 40. And then when you go in and you get in the car and you hit the key, as fast as you can turn that key, as soon as you get to the accessory position, it's engaged the fuel pump relay, and it's going to give it it's going to run the fuel pump to reprime it and regain those 6 or 7 pounds that it may have lost. So what you may consider doing, if you don't do the fuel pressure test, you could turn the key, but don't start the car. And then cycle it back off once, and then turn the key back to the on position, wait a second, and then start the car. If it starts right up then, I'm going to suspect we have a low fuel pressure issue. You were about to say something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did do that, and you're right. It did start up right away.
Okay.
I did it 4 or 5 times, and then at the 5th time, it started right up. So I was thinking it was the pressure regulator. I'm hoping that's all it is.
Yeah, so now you could drill that test down some, too. It's probably not the fuel pressure regulator. The way the fuel pressure regulator works on that, it's going to limit or increase or decrease the amount of fuel that's allowed to return back to the fuel tank. It doesn't shut it off. So when you apply or accelerate the engine and apply vacuum to that fuel pressure regulator, it's going to close the valve a little bit, close the gate, and increase the pressure, not let it go down. So you probably have a bad fuel pump, but if you wanted to, you could put your fuel pressure gauge on there, and you're going to see overnight in the morning it's going to drop down. You could clamp off the return line. In that way, because the fuel pressure regulator goes, and then what is after the fuel pressure is the return. So if you clamped off the return line and you did not have any pressure drop overnight on your gauge, then you could have a bad fuel pressure regulator. But I'm going to suggest, you hear me say this if you listen a lot, I'm putting my money on the crafts table. It's going on fuel pump. It's probably the check valve in the fuel pump. You access that through the back seat. You want to go to Napa probably for that part and get a Nipendenzo if you're going to replace it yourself. And then it's always a good idea to replace the fuel filter when you're doing that, Hector. Sometimes they're in the tank. Sometimes they're part of the fuel pump. They're really switching those around a lot. So hopefully that helps you, Hector. But I think you're on to something, especially with the fact that you said to cycle the key and it worked. So good luck with that. And again, let me know. I really love to know if we were able to help you. So 602-277-5827. That's how you get in on the action here. Steve in Maricopa, we're a little tight on our time, but we'll see if we can get you taken care of. What's going on with your 2017 Kia?
Hey, just wanted to let you know I really appreciate your show. I've never had to use you guys because you guys usually answer my question when another caller calls in.
Perfect. That's the idea.
Yeah. But I'm actually helping a friend out here in Maricopa, and she complains. She has that 2017 Kia
Soul?
Whatever.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, she complains that when she starts it up in the morning and drives it, it runs, everything's fine. But when she gets to a stoplight or a stop sign and it idles, it just cuts out. Hmm. And it rides real rough when it does start. And that all this is intermittent, you know. When I checked her car a couple of days ago, I told her that her coolant was very low. I don't know if that's an issue or not. I changed the air filter, tightened a battery cable mm-hmm. that was loose, and put some injector cleaner in there. No check engine light is on, but we went to the auto parts store,
uh-huh.
and they plugged in, and they didn't get any code or anything out of that, and it's still going on, so I thought to call in and see if you guys had some ideas what it could be, because the way cars are now, it could be anything. We could spend $2,000.
Yeah, you do a lot of
and
guessing.
And not know what the problem is.
So, okay, I do not have enough time to answer the question. Steve, if you want to stay on hold, I'm going to bring you back in after the break. We'll get back on there and we'll dig into this problem a little bit, see if I can give you some advice that will help you. And so don't hang up. I'll put you back on hold if you want to stay there. We've got Rose on hold as well. We've got plenty of open lines at 602-277-5827.
I used to dread getting my car serviced, feeling overlooked and talked down to. Hi, I'm Dana, and all that changed when I found Stapley's Garage some 15 years ago. Brandon Stapley and his team treat everyone with respect. I never get recommendations for service that isn't needed. They explain repairs clearly, give honest estimates, and help you plan for future maintenance. No pressure, just trust. Experience the difference at Stapley's Garage, just north of the 60 on Gilbert Road, or visit stapleysgarage.com.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Hi, Kurt Rock here for Kurt's Auto Repair. Times and technology has changed, but at Kurt's, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that has enabled us to earn a perfect Better Business Bureau record for over 30 years. Our master technicians are experts in everything automotive, foreign and domestic, gas and diesel. Come experience quality and service that time has not changed. Check us out online at mycarhurts.com. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
Experience. Over 47 years worth, to be exact. Campus Body Salon has been taking the stress out of collision repair since 1973. From Mercedes to Ford, and from BMW to Toyota, we do it all. Hi, this is Leo Petrozella. I invite you to check out why so many of our friends and neighbors depend on us for honest, reliable, and expert collision repair. Check out our customer reviews and testimonials at Google, CarWise.com, and CampusBodySalon.com. Campus Body Salon, the best care in collision repair.
It's back. Bunker to Bunker's 14th Annual Fall Frolic, Saturday, September 27th at the Arizona Biltmore Golf Club, benefiting Phoenix Children's Hospital. Play a fun two-person scramble. Enjoy a tasty breakfast. Win big in the raffle and mulligan drawing. Plus, get a bounce-back golf round. It's just $134 and open to everyone. But hurry, space is limited. Sign up now at BunkerGolf.com. That's BunkerGolf.com.
KTAR News, now. KTAR News time is 11:30. I'm Chris Havlick. An American Airlines flight to Phoenix from Philadelphia was diverted this morning after the crew reported a fire on board. American Flight 357 was diverted to Dulles Airport in Virginia. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating. Phoenix police are investigating what led to a fatal one-vehicle crash early this morning. The crash occurred about 3:45 a.m. near 51st Avenue and Broadway Road. The vehicle ran off the road and hit a concrete structure. Both Lyle and Eric Menendez have been denied parole in the 1989 murder of their parents. The brothers became eligible for parole after a judge reduced their sentences in May from life without parole to 50 years to life.
After two very long days of hearings, parole was denied. At this point, they're going to stay in prison for quite a while, it looks like. They can appeal. They're also trying for a whole new trial before they can appeal again in 3 years. For now, they remain here.
That's ABC's Alex Stone outside the prison in San Diego where the Menendez brothers were being held. And now for a check on traffic from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. There's a crash involving a pedestrian on Bell Road east of 35th Avenue. No full freeway closures this weekend, but eastbound Loop 101 Aguafria ramps to the northbound and southbound I-17 are closed. They are expected to reopen on Friday. KTAR weather for the valley. An extreme heat warning is in effect this weekend, but there are cooler temperatures and maybe some more monsoon storms on the way. 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and a 20% chance tonight. It's 100 degrees right now in Surprise. Weather is brought to you by Howard Air and Plumbing. I'm Chris Havlick on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
The monsoon could get going at any time. The monsoon can generate super-powered thunderstorms with high winds, lightning, damaging hail, flooded roads, and other dangerous conditions.
We can squeeze out quite a bit of rain because we have almost essentially a tropical atmosphere.
Stay alert and stay informed by Arizona's largest radio news team covering the monsoon all across the valley. KTAR News Storm Central on 92.3 and the KTAR News app.
My daughter-in-law, who is a teacher, raved about a shop that not only took care of her car, but supported Chandler's teachers and students. Hi, I'm Carol, and that's how I found Desert Car Care of Chandler. Tom and Brad are amazing. Trust is hard to find, but you'll find it here. Visit Desert Car Care, just south of Chandler on Dobson. Check them out at DesertCarCare.com.
Let's get this year off to a good start. Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy here, to tell you it doesn't matter what time of year it is, you need to take care of your car or truck. At Virginia Auto Service, we believe proper maintenance is the key to keeping your vehicle around as long as possible. So whether it's a regular oil change or those more complex repairs under the hood, you can count on us to do the job right. Check us out at VirginiaAutoservice.com and let us put your mind at ease when it comes to your car.
Long lines for oil changes were slowing down my business until I found Oil Buddy. The experts on the team are fast, friendly, and reliable, and they get my fleet on the road without the wait. I'm Tate from Exact Construction and Restoration, and thanks to Oil Buddy, my vehicles stay serviced and ready to respond to emergencies. Skip the hassle and experience Arizona's best drive-through 10-minute oil change, perfect for fleets and families. Visit Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe in Mesa, or check them out at oilbuddy.net.
What's the best used car to buy? And how should I make sure I'm buying the right car or truck? Hi, this is Lee Weatherby from Accurate Automotive. I get this question all the time, and sometimes the best used car you can buy is the one you're driving. But when it's not, or you're looking for a new, gently used vehicle for yourself or a loved one, make sure you get a vehicle inspection before you fork over your hard-earned cash. Let us do a thorough inspection so you can be confident you made the right choice. Give us a call or schedule an appointment online at AccurateAutomotiveAZ.com. Accurate Automotive. Friends serving friends.
Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs. You're covered bumper to bumper on KTAR News.
Okay. Okay, welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every Saturday at 11 to help you with your car. And when I'm not here, Bumper to Bumper Radio is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call one of the guys or gals on the list there, one of the referral shops, and they'll help you with your car. Tell them you're a listener. Tell them you've got a question, and how can you help me? They'll be glad to refer you to a window tinter or a detailer that they may know in your neighborhood, or get you in for an appointment on your car. One of those shops you'll find there is Oil Buddy. They are, hear me pause for a second, but Oil Buddy's different. Number one, they use great oil, Liqui-Moly oil, best oil out there, especially for your German car. But they don't sell you anything at Oil Buddy. They perform an oil change service. They're not there to stab you with windshield wipers or try and get you to buy a couple air filters or ask you if you want to supersize your oil change with some kind of service or this flush or that flush. They're just there to service your car. And if they see something they need, they say, have a great day, but make sure you go to your shop and get this checked out. So if you're looking for a quick oil service or oil change in Mesa, Gilbert area, Oil Buddy. Same family as Jordan Stapley, the family that runs Stapley's Garage out there. And check them out, Oil Buddy or Oil Bud, oilbudd.com. Or also at Bumper to Bumper Radio. East Valley, check out Oil Buddy for that quick oil service. And again, if you want to get in on the show here, any questions or anything going on with your car, and I'm going to bring Steve back on the line, but Steve said, before I bring him back on, exactly what I like to hear, Carrie. I haven't had to use you, haven't had to call in, because what you'd answer for other people helps me. So that's the whole idea. We may be talking about your Honda or your Toyota or your Mercedes, but these are all cars and they're very similar. So a lot of this stuff is universal. Carrie?
Steve was so good at articulating that. Look for Steve in a promo coming up someday.
Yeah, right. All right, we're going to bring Steve back on. Steve in Maricopa. He's got that 2017 Kia Soul, and the car likes to just stall coming to the stoplight or coming to a stop sign. Is that what I understand?
Yes, and like I said, no check engine light comes on, and so I'm a little baffled. I actually Googled, and there's like a bazillion things, so I was telling her that we could spend $5,000 and still not attack the problem.
Yeah.
So,
how many miles are on that car?
I believe it's 160,000.
Okay, so it's up there. Now, are you a mechanical type? Are you making some of the repairs? I know you said you tightened the battery cable and did an adjustment here or there. So anything I tell you, you might want to try. Are you going to be the one doing that potentially?
Well, I'm going to see. There's some things, like I have a 2003 Ford F-150, and it's pretty much old school, and I can work on pretty much everything. But on these, I have a 2018 Escape. It's got a lot of zills and thrills and computer parts, and I don't understand all that, so I usually take it in.
Yeah, so absent a check engine light, it's going to be a little, that's what we call no-code diagnosis, and we just have to go off experience or summon your gut that tells you what to do when you're standing under the hood and looking at things. But you did a lot of the little things. You checked, and we call that tolerance stacking sometimes. Sometimes there's not one problem, there's multiple problems. You fixed the loose battery cable. So on and so forth. Kia Soul, that is a direct injection engine, 160,000 miles. That's pretty good mileage on that car, high mileage. So one of the first things that I might be looking at, Steve, if you're going to attack this, is look at the throttle body where the air is entering the engine. Oftentimes, if you have her step on the gas and hold that wide open, you'll see there's a slight gap there when it's closed, and that's where the air passes by. But, of course, what's in the air that we're passing by? There's some crankcase ventilation and some other stuff. So the throttle body gets carboned up a little bit, and it doesn't allow the minimal amount of air to flow through that requires the car to idle. So you could have a slightly dirty throttle body. You can get some throttle body cleaner at the parts store. Make sure you don't overuse it. You don't want it. I don't know if the shaft is vertical or horizontal on that. You don't want it to run down the shaft and potentially get into the sensor and damage the sensor. So I might start by cleaning out the throttle body, toothbrush or a rag, and clean that out, and then go drive the car, see if that helps. I suspect you might find that that car has a lot of carbon buildup. It's choking. It cannot breathe. It's got asthma because carbon buildup is probably on the valves, and it's restricting that airflow. The car just simply can't flow enough air to keep it running. So I want you to maybe try, if you can 2-foot drive that thing, or if it's a manual transmission, try to just keep the idle increased a little tiny bit with your foot on the gas and see if that prevents it from stalling. You could try the engine decarbon kits at times. They're not very hard to do. You just kind of have to know what you're doing. And then I don't know on that car if that's one that we do those on, because it may not evenly distribute the cleaning solution. You could go to Napa or your parts store and buy a GDI throttle cleaning service kit, and you might find a video on YouTube, or even the manufacturers oftentimes have that a video on how to do it for the do-it-yourselfer, and see if that helps. The other thing, you did put some fuel system cleaner in there. Use a good one like Tecron or Liqui-Moly or Winz or something like that. And I tell you, you just got to take that car out. You got to be careful. I don't know about the timing belts and all that stuff, but you got to drive it a little bit. You need to exercise it, blow it out, so to speak. See if that helps. And then otherwise, Steve, I commend you for getting, trying to help your friend with a car, but you got to have to at some point, let's get it in for some diagnosis. Take some easy things off the table and keep track of what you've done so that she can or you can articulate that to them. And then somebody will just have to diagnose it. But again, if I can help you with that, or I'd like to know if we were able to help you. And if you ultimately have to take it to a shop, I'd like to know what the answer is. And we don't have anybody out in Maricopa, but there's some people close if you want to come into town and check out bumpertobumperradio.com. So thanks for the call, Steve. Rose in Phoenix, 2018 Nissan Pathfinder. Rose, how are we doing today?
Good. I know I listen to you guys, and you often talk about engine problems. This is not an engine problem.
Okay.
I have a sun visor over the top of the car, of course, mm-hmm. where I block the sun out.
Yeah.
But now something has broken, or something spring has been released. Uh-huh. It won't stay up. And it won't stay down.
Yep.
I can't push it forward.
Easy peasy, Rose. I bet you can even fix this yourself. So
that's what I was asking. Can I fix it myself?
You sure can. So all you need to do, you're going to have to go to the Nissan dealer, because you can't buy the sun visor anywhere else. This is a pretty common problem. Honda Accords and Civics, we replace a lot of sun visors. So, Rose, if you look at that sun visor on the driver's side there, if you fold it down where it goes up into the headliner, there's probably three screws. There's a triangular-shaped little fitting there, and there's three screws. Very simple. You just unscrew those, and you may or may not have a wire in there. That's just going to be a single wire probably going to the lighted mirror if it has a mirror on it. And then you can just undo those screws, unplug that wire, you go to the dealer, tell them what you've got. You go in with your VIN number, first of all. You could take the old one off first or take it off when you have the new one. Go into the dealer, go to the parts department with your VIN number and say, I need a sun visor. Boom, there it is. No problem. You can take care of that. And if they don't have it in stock, that's something that they're going to get in 2 or 3 days. So, Rose, I'm pretty confident you can fix that. You don't need to go to the repair shop or anything. But if you want to, it's something, again, you don't have to go to the dealer for, even though it is a dealer part, so to speak. Your local shop can get that part for you and plug it in, so to speak, without an issue. But I'm pretty sure you can fix that one yourself.
Well, that's what I needed to hear.
Yeah. And if you get it and you're having problems, call me next Saturday and I'll try and walk you through it while you're doing it. But I bet, I just have a feeling you can handle that one all by yourself. So good luck with that.
Well, I was wondering, you just told the other guy that he may be able to go on YouTube and get some instructions.
Yeah.
Maybe YouTube.
Yeah, but I think you'll find that this one's so simple, it'll take you longer to look up how to do it than it would be just to get your Phillips screwdriver and take down those three screws. So, but if you've got any problems, you just make sure to give me a call next week and we'll help you out. We're going to take a quick break. We've got Nick and Debbie up next and probably room for a couple more. We'll be right back.
Looking for honest and reliable automotive service in North Scottsdale? One choice is easy. Husband's Automotive, just down the street from Costco in the Scottsdale Air Park. Owners Dale and Lauren Husband have been getting rave reviews from their customers for over 30 years by putting integrity back into the automotive repair business. Integrity, fair pricing, and trust. You should expect that from your relationship with your repair shop. Come feel what it's like to be treated like family at Husband's. Check them out at husbandsautomotive.net today.
Where were you when the big hailstorm hit? My car and I were right in the middle of it. Hi, this is Jeannie. New to the valley, we didn't know who to trust with our repair. A friend recommended Dave Lindgren's First Class Auto Body. The experience was perfect. My Lexus was like brand new. Later, I backed my way right into another repair. Ouch! No worries. We had Dave Lindgren's First Class Auto Body. Dave works for you, not the insurance company. For info, go to firstclassautobodyaz.com.
Hi, this is Glenn, proud owner of Good Works Auto Repair in sunny Tempe, a family-owned and operated business serving the East Valley for over 20 years. We understand that families have a lot to worry about these days, going to work, getting kids to school, going to sports practices and events, shopping, meals, and so much more. The last thing you need to worry about is the safety and reliability of your car. That's our job. When you bring your car to us, we provide a digital inspection with pictures and descriptions explaining what your vehicle needs, not just today, but also the next visit, perhaps sometime in the future. We will pre-schedule your next visit and even remind you in advance so you can concern yourself with other things. And every repair that we do comes with a 5-year, 60,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Conveniently located at the 101 and Broadway, just go to GoodWorksAutoRepair.com to schedule your next appointment and let us take the worry out of your auto repairs. GoodWorksAutoRepair.com. We're here to make your life easier.
Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and we're going to keep on helping you fix some cars for the next 10 or 12 minutes or so. And, you know, like Rose just called in, not everything you do on your car has to go to the repair shop. You can do those little weekend chores yourself and some of that little stuff, you know, maybe changing the cabin air filter yourself or you know, like Rose, she needs a sun visor. She doesn't need to go drop her car for the day. She can roll into that Denny Nissan dealer and go right straight to the parts department, get that. They probably have it in stock. They don't. They just order it in, go pick it up next week. It's going to take Rose 20 minutes to do that, probably less than that. I mean, and that's also one of those things. If you're one of our customers, maybe you just went and picked that sun visor up yourself and you couldn't quite do it. If you have a relationship with our shop, we're going to say, Rose, oh, my gosh, yeah, just swing on by. We'll just do that for you real quick. So that's sometimes the benefit of also having that relationship. Sometimes people might say, oh, gosh, that's expensive or this or that. And if you take one item in a vacuum, yeah, maybe that brake job is a little bit more than the other guy today. But you're going to realize that value over time when you've had that relationship. And where the value comes from is when you're not getting sold stuff you don't need. And when you're not getting the things you do need. And when you do the right repairs and we save you money there. But when you have that relationship, we don't charge to put the taillight in or fix the sun visor. So there's something to be said about that long-term relationship. And again, there's certain things you can't do at home or don't. Hey, I had my Razor. I have one of those little off-road side-by-side deals. I can do all that work. I took it to a guy. I could have saved a few bucks on the battery. He called me, Matt, the thing needs a battery. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I can do that. Or he's got to work on this thing. But then he's going to have to jump start it every time. Just get it done. Be done with it. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do yourself, but sometimes your time is more valuable than just getting it done. So 602-277-5827. If you've got anything that you want to talk about with your car, Debbie in Black Canyon City got a 99 Zuzu Trooper. Haven't seen any of those in a little. It's been a minute. What's going on with your Trooper? I'm on. You're on there, Debbie. What's up?
Sorry.
Did he say 1989 or 1999?
I don't know, 99, something like that.
No, oh, it's 89, 1989.
Oh, wow, it's even more vintage. Okay.
And the scary part is I'm the original owner.
Oh, my gosh, that one probably still has a carburetor, too. Who knows? But what's going on with it?
So can you tell me, because I've been checking around trying to find, it's a manual transmission, the tranny fluid to use to drain and put some new oil in, but some of this AI stuff comes up saying use a certain oil or gear oil with GL4 versus GL5, SAE 80, W90, but everything seems to have GL5 in it. Do you know the difference, or is it okay to use GL5?
I forget more than I know sometimes on this stuff. The GL4 and the GL5 has something to do with, I think, the acid content or something in the oil. I honestly forget. Again, if I was sitting here, you hear the keyboard going, I'd look it up real quick. You could probably go to, like, Valvoline's website. That would be what I would do. Just go to Valvoline.com or whatever their website is, and you could probably go into their buyer's guide of and put in your year, make, and model, and it will tell you which Valvoline product to use. Generally speaking, on that car, it probably, I say this, you're like, it probably wouldn't matter. You put a 75-90 in it, it's probably going to be just fine. But again, I don't like to work off of probabilities. I would like to have you put in exactly what it's called for. Probably over the years, it's got a combination of what it should have and what, you know, what's kind of generic and may not matter. But I think that'd be your best bet. The other website that's pretty good, a little cumbersome to go through sometimes, is Liqui-Moly. It's a German brand.
What was the name?
Liqui-Moly. So you might not find their exact product, but you could use that to find out the specification for that. So those would be try Valvoline and the look on my websites, and I'm sure you'll come up with something that's suitable. So hopefully that helps you. I wish I had a better answer on the GL or GL4 or GL5, and honestly, I just don't remember. So our cataloging stuff tells me that. So that's the good thing. So good luck with that one. And Nick, this is a different one, Carrie. I think this is not Nick with the 2000 Frontier. That was a different Nissan. Nick, what's going on with your, yes, Nick, what's up?
Yeah, I had the 2000 Frontier pickup. So I have a question about Autobody. It's a two-part question.
Go for it.
I was involved in a hit-and-run accident back in July. And I took the vehicle in on the 29th of July. It was minor damage, $1,800 to repair the rear door. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, we may have to replace the door. And I said, well, it's just minor damage. That's not going to be an option. Mm-hmm. I don't need the door replaced. I just need to fix it. I don't want to go that route. I need that in writing. Mm-hmm. And so here we are now, the 23rd. And they still had the vehicle. I've gotten 5 updates from them. It should be done on this day. It should be done on this day. And still, they have the truck. And I went through the insurance. I filed the claim. I don't know if you guys have talked about this before in the past, but they gave me the one option of a place to go to that it would be covered under warranty through, you know, if something were to happen down the road. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to go here because we're going to cover it through warranty.
Right.
So I guess my question is, did I do the right thing by taking their choice? And number two, what's the reasonable amount of time for them to have my vehicle to fix it?
How many? I lost track of the days. You went off the dates, but how many days is that?
Well, they've had the vehicle since the 29th of July.
Oh, gosh, we're going on a month now, round numbers.
That's almost a month, yes. And to rent a vehicle, to rent a truck, mind you, insurance only covers $30 a day.
Yeah, so I'm going to be having a conversation with my insurance company and that body shop. There's something is not happening that needs to be happening. So your first question is, did I make the right choice? I don't know. I mean, that's still TBD, to be determined. But at this point, it may not seem like it. They're behind for some reason. $1,800, that's relatively small amount of damage.
Very small, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what's taking so long. And then furthermore, you're coming up on getting, you know, you're probably timing out, probably besides the fact that it's only $30 a day, there's probably a limit on your rental car coverage, your rental, the number of days that right. they provide a car for you. So I think somebody right. needs to get a fire lit underneath their tail end. I'd probably go down to the body shop and say, I'd just show up in person. Hey, guys, and keep getting these updates. I'd like to see my truck. What's going
yeah,
on?
I'm going in on Monday. Yeah. Trust me.
What is going on with my truck? And you don't need to go in there with a baseball bat and swinging or anything like that. Just chill and, you know, just be calm and cool. And just we're there to get some information. And then
only thing they told me, sorry for the interruption, yeah, no is problem. They were having trouble getting the rubber insulation, whatever you call it, that goes around the door. They were having trouble getting that. That was a week and a half ago, though.
Okay, well, so here's what I'm doing. So I don't believe anything anybody says sometimes. So what if I'm Nick, what I'm doing, I'm going to dial 602-264-3666. That's the parts number to ABC Nissan. And I'm going to call Nissan with my VIN number. And I'm going to say, Mr. Parts Guy, I have the vehicle to my – I have the VIN number here for you for my 2000 Frontier, and can you tell me the price and availability on that door seal? And if you don't have it in stock, how many days does it take to get that?
They have feet of that stuff laying around.
Well, no, it's going to be a complete yeah. door seal. I mean, to get that part, yeah. it's 3 days.
At the most,
right. typically. Unless it's got to come from East Coast, you might add a couple days. There's something. They're busy. They're not telling the whole truth. Yeah. Something is disconnected here. I mean, a lot of body shops, right. they won't even start on the car until they have all the parts. So, I just don't know. But, yeah, I think someone needs to get a kick in the tail end and at least get a reasonable answer. It sounds like they're just kind of kicking the can down the road a little bit. And I may be wrong. I'm the pessimist sometimes when it comes to that stuff. I don't you know, I've been on that side, believe me. So,
is there a possibility something else happened to the vehicle while they were working on it? Maybe it got hit by another vehicle? Maybe,
nah,
I don't know.
I mean, anything's possible. My suspicion is they're busy. And they just kind of keep pushing this one off because it's not the biggest fish to fry is my guess. But you just need to get down there. I don't want to speculate too much. Just get in there and be calm, be cool. It's just like, what's up, guys? Come on, this is getting a little out of control. It's 6 hours of body work, but it's been there 22 days. Something's not right. So, Nick, good luck with that. Wade, you're going to be the last one. Wade and Mesa, 2003 Toyota Scion or Scion. What's going on?
Sequoia.
Okay. Bryce is in there with some spelling challenges today, but that's okay.
Okay. You mentioned brake squeaking, and I'm having brake squeaking problems with that. Okay. What suggestions might you have?
Did you recently have brakes done, or tell me about the squeak?
Well, they were squeaking for a while, and I just a couple of weeks ago redid the back brakes, and that seemed to help some, but I still have squeaking.
And you redid the back brakes yourself?
Yep.
Did you machine or replace the brake rotors?
Oh, I replaced one of them, and I had the other one machined.
Okay. Well, I'm going to suspect that we have a process problem. I don't have enough time to go into it right now. You need to probably pull things back apart, make sure that everything is lubricated. Wherever there's a brake pad, not the friction surface, but the material, the where it mounts to the caliper and the slide pins, all that needs to be lubricated and clean. Noise is vibration. So we got to wrap up with that. We'll talk about it next week. We'll dig into the brakes if we have to. Thanks for listening to Bumper to Bumper Radio.